Good morning and welcome to Y on New Hampshire. My name is Marga, and this week we're going to talk pageants. And by pageants, I mean a brand new spanking, let's break the internet, let's do something new kind of pageant that I have been hearing about so much from a friend of mine and a fellow coworker. I think she's going to break the internet, or at least social media, but it's because of her passion for it. So welcome, Catherine Berry, Miss New Hampshire Prime.
Thank you. Thanks, Marga.
And Kristen Ayers, who is the, well, you called her the Queen Director.
I did.
Catherine, I like that title, Kristen.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having us today.
Now, Kristen, you're joining us from what state?
Ohio.
Ohio. So this is a national pageant.
It is. Yeah, we went all out. I mean, there are women from all over the nation that can really benefit from the program. So no, it's, you know, it's not local. It's national. We have 8 different divisions. You can be in any state and really find your space.
I love this. All right, let's start from day one, the beginning. What is the name of this specific pageant, and why did you decide that this was something needed? Obviously, you've seen the scholarship systems and the pageants that we've had in the other states, but you've done something a little bit different. How and why?
So the name of the company is Prime Pageants, and everyone is vying for either the title of Ms. USA Prime, Mrs. USA Prime, or Ms. or Mrs. USA Prime Ambassador. And the reason why I started it, yeah, there are plenty of pageant systems around, although it's a, you know, subset of women who like to compete. Some are lifers, some just come in for certain reasons and then come, you know, leave it. I really felt that they have a lot of younger scholarship and a lot of beauty pageants, but from what I have been seeing with people as I get older, with women trying to juggle so much, having more options than they ever have before, but now they don't really know what to do, where to go, how to do it, that we really needed a safe space for everyone to come together to support each other, but also goal set and be able to come in and do the hard things, support each other while we're doing it, give each other accountability. And I loved the fact that the competitive side, one, women are super competitive and it's positive and it's awesome. And when it is positive, it's awesome. But it also gives you an end date to your actual goal. People don't understand that. Sometimes we want all these things, but until we set a date and until we say by this date, we're going to do this with our lives, that's when we see action. And this system, I didn't want it to be another beauty pageant where people are worried about their weight or worried just about the outward appearance and judged accordingly. We are all about goal setting on personal things that you want for your own life. So we use the self-care model, the 7 areas of self-care. So if you really are looking to get a promotion this year, that's the professional side. Come in, let's talk about it. There's support. If you really want to work on your relationships, especially with COVID, I think everyone took a backseat and was like, what is going on?
Absolutely.
With our, like, you know, our core of our support. And you really want to take a look at that. We come in, there's space for you. And so that is the reason, the meaning behind the pageant system. It's so much more than just showing up for a week, fake hugging, fake smiling, and feeling empty afterwards. I'm keep telling everyone that this is more of a showcase of who you have become for the year. You get to be seen, you get to be heard, and then you get to celebrate at the end with a lot of other women who have done really hard things. And Catherine's no exception. She has done and made a lot of hard decisions this year, and she is a prime example of what we're trying to accomplish with women at all ages.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I did.
You know what? I have seen, having known Catherine since she was a teenager now, and coming into her 20s, I have seen a difference in her as well. And I have a feeling this is a testament to the program as well as your own goals for yourself, Catherine. So how did you get started? How did you find out about this? And how did you, because what I'm hearing from you, Kristen, is this is a leadership program. This is an empowerment program.
I did. I love that smile.
And she had reached out to me and said, hey, I've got this really great program. I think you'd be an awesome fit. Like, do you want to be a part of it? And I found that I needed to have something to do for myself coming out of COVID and just dealing with different mental health issues. I was like, you know what? I need to do something for myself for a change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to sign on.
I don't think you were alone in that. I think a lot of people needed to find programs like this to start pulling themselves back together after feeling like you were in a cave for so long.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I knew it would be something challenging. So I was like, yes, definitely. I want to sign on. But I would have been representing Tennessee. And so Kristen had touched on so many different life changes within the past, honestly, just 6 months alone. So I was living in Nashville, and I just had a really hard time landing a full-time job out there.
Yeah.
It's just a different world, and my degree is in entertainment management, and
sure
everyone, everyone that lives down there is really involved in the music world. You have to make certain sacrifices, and that comes along with sacrifices in pay and things like that. And I just couldn't land a job. And that put a lot of pressure in the relationship that I was in. And he felt that he needed to work twice as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So things kind of weren't going well with that either.
Right.
And it felt like my life was kind of taking a downward spiral turn. So I actually had to step away for a little bit
mm-hmm.
to gather myself.
Sure.
Figure out.
I can hear the emotion in your
you know?
Voice. That's what
yeah.
big life changes when you're a young adult.
Mm-hmm. And gather myself, figure like what I want to do for myself and what is the best option for me. I'm someone that's struggled with anxiety and panic disorder for quite a long time. Was only recently diagnosed with it within like the last 5 years. So it's something new and challenging that I've been dealing with. And when I saw that this organization was really focused on becoming your best self and mental health was the aspect of it, or one of the 7 self-care categories,
mm-hmm.
I knew that I had to be a part of it. And so when I stepped away from being in Prime, I was really upset about it. But I took some of the things that I had learned from just signing on for a month, like goal setting and manifesting positive thoughts and things like that, and also going to therapy. And I decided that the best thing for me to do was actually move back from Nashville and come back to New Hampshire and be with people that supported me, loved me, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really great to do so. And then I ended up coming back to my family here at Manchester Radio Group, who I absolutely love.
Ooh.
Yeah, very excited. Got my own apartment, and things are just completely turned around from when they were even just 6 months ago.
And that, you know, as a result of, you know, taking those bold steps on your own,
mm-hmm.
but then having the support of this organization.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Kristen really believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, I'm grateful for you. You know, she's really touching on what we want everyone to come in and do. You are responsible for your own actions. You are also responsible for the changes and the world that's in front of you. I think some people get hung up on, you know, what's available as opposed to what can I go make available for me. And her creating a self-care plan for herself to build her overall well-being back up is exactly what the world needs to see more of. We need more people like Kat on social media talking about how to get through the hard parts, because your best self comes out when you are challenged
mm-hmm.
with something. And we're not going to get through life without some challenges. And so not really feeling like a failure, or not really feeling that, you know, you have nowhere to go from here. I hear so many women in their 20s saying that. And I went, what? I have reinvented myself like 5 times,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the time I
yeah.
was 30.
Mm-hmm.
So they need that boost. They need that confidence. They need that support to say, okay, this is a hard moment. You are going to get through it. Who needs to help you get through it? What accountability do you need to get there? And then when you have those little pivots that you need to make, how are you going to get back on track of what your next step is? And education is so important. That's why we have a mastermind in the group. Every single week, we were teaching all kinds of things. So if you are about pageants, and that's really, it's on your bucket list, you want to come in and do that, we've got you covered. We go over all the basics of what our organization cares about. There's no swimsuit. There's no fitness,
mm-hmm.
okay? None of that. But we teach a lot of the basics so you're prepared for nationals. But there are so much more that we talk about: body image, confidence, to how to use your title. So public speaking, getting sponsorships. And you can lean in, do all the things. You can take a break if you need to, because life is tough. This is a whole year. So I don't expect people to be dedicating every second of every moment to bettering yourself, because sometimes you just need a break from you too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is if you stay on track and you keep coming back and you keep working through the good moments and the bad moments, that you eventually will become a better version of yourself and can be proud of that. And that's what I see from you, Kat. I see all of that coming out specifically the last few weeks, and you're getting excited
about
the changes you've made, as opposed to it being this like grudge of like, I can't believe I have to go through this. It's no, right. This is new me, new territory, new beginning. I'm going to crush it.
Exactly.
So that, I'm just so proud of you, and you know that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we need a lot more of that, just like you said, Kristen, and I think that's meaningful to these young women. And I when you were describing the divisions and the levels too, this is not just for single women. This is for married women as well.
Oh, married women need it like twice over. You know, you because we come from a society where once you get married, you're supposed to kind of lose your identity. Maybe you change your name. Like all the things.
Sure.
And then after that, it's like, okay, now what do I do? And then when you have kids, oh my gosh, that's on a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
So what we wanted to do is we wanted to break it up between Ms. and Mrs. because that's a traditional pageant thing. And also you have a similar focus, but it is a little different, right? As a, you know, you've got somebody else you're thinking about.
Yes.
And then we wanted to divide it by age as well, because when someone shows up in an interview talking about their life experience at 55, and we do have women 55, it's totally different than someone coming in at 23 talking about their first apartment. Like it's
exactly.
Just different. And we wanted them to come in and we wanted them to feel comfortable. Everyone is a part of the mastermind. Everyone's a part of the queen parties that we have. Everyone's a part of all of those things. But when it comes down to actually competing, the judges know, okay, you five are in this category, you 10 are in that. And they your score is judged accordingly. Yeah. So Nationals, September 18th.
Wow. Coming.
We're gonna be go ahead.
And so
it is coming up.
Yeah. And so what do you do, Catherine, to prepare for that? And now is so you're Miss New Hampshire Prime Division 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you're representing New Hampshire. I'm gonna assume that Division 2 is your age group.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of to finish up on my story, there was 2 weeks left to sign up, and Kristen reached out to me and said, hey, Kat, I know your life's completely turned around now. Are you ready? And I said, yeah, let's do this.
I like this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I was like, yes, it feels right representing my home state. So, yes, and Division 2 is that age group, so between 20 and 29.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. All right, so what are you doing to get ready?
Oh, my gosh. so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So every week, for the past 8 weeks, we had an accountability challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
Me and the ladies like had to present on Zoom a weekly goal, and if we hit it or if we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if we didn't. What are we going to do to change that? And are we going to add that to our goal next week as well?
I like that focus, that it doesn't mean you necessarily, because that's life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always do exactly what you want when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't give up and you keep working towards it, that's a beautiful lesson on accountability right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was super grateful to be a part of that. But then for preparing, I've been practicing my walk. That's why I've got my heels on today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Multitasking, working and walking for the pageant.
Poise is important.
Yes. And then interview practice. But then recently I've been making my costume. Mm-hmm. So part of the competition is state costume.
Nice.
So I've been making that. So it'll be a surprise.
Okay. I'm very
excited.
All right. I won't ask you. I won't ask you to reveal your secrets, but I do find this interesting too, because you mentioned poise and you said no fitness, no bathing suits, but poise. Poise goes back to that confidence,
mm-hmm.
because when you watch someone walk across a room, there is a message there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're walking across a stage, what message are you trying to give them, Catherine?
Well, especially now, I think I would like to give them the message of hope, where I didn't have the confidence that I wanted to have. And because of being a part of this program, I now have that. And I want to show that and shine and be confident when you walk in a room, all eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can handle it.
And showing that others, like if you can be that representation, that other people can do that as well.
I think that's great. Now, is there a certain, aside from accountability, are there other things that you're focusing on too that you present perhaps in the interview portion of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I also have a platform. Mm-hmm. I'm working with NAMI New Hampshire, so National Alliance for Mental Illness.
You knew I was going to ask
you. Yeah, absolutely. So I figured it would be a perfect platform for me, for someone that struggles with anxiety and panic disorder. And part of my goal, I'm going to be part of their program called In Our Own Voices, where I learn how to present my life story, really, to young adults and students across the state of New Hampshire to help break the stigma that's around mental illness. Mm-hmm. I grew up playing sports, and it was always like, don't show your emotions. That's going to show that you're not tough and you're not strong, and that's a sign of weakness. And I just want to show, like, kids and young adults, like, no, you need to, to be able to express how you feel and things like that. It's so important to your mental health.
I bet you hear a lot of stories like this, Kristen, where the girls find something, you know, special to them that was probably very personal. And to put yourself out there like that is really bearing the soul and very brave.
It's very brave. And that's what I love, that from the top down, we care about different things. You know, you'll see a lot of one-on-one calls that we do directly with the queens. The masterminds, we encourage them to get to know each other, which never happens at pageants. They don't even want you to know who else is competing because they don't want you to be intimidated. They don't want you to cause drama. But we have a deep respect on a totally different level because, like you said, it's so much more than just a pageant. It's a leadership group, a mastermind club, if you will, of women who really are coming in with their focus being, how can I be a better me? Not, you know, don't look to your left and don't look to your right and do what they're doing. Figure out what you deeply want and then go for it. And so that self-care is so important because it's not about getting your nails done and getting your hair done. That's self-maintenance. But self-care to us has always been, okay, it's your time. Let's figure out how to make the best of it, what you can do with it, and then be grateful for where you are in that journey. There's no perfection. You know, we're talking about walking on stage and doing all of that, but the reality is they're already being judged from their bio, which we did not ask them their favorite color. We asked them, you know, deep things like, how do you stay organized? How do you stay focused? How do you keep yourself mentally and emotionally fit? You know, we ask those questions because we want leaders who are working on themselves and not afraid to put their story out there. I think with social media, we talk about this all the time. You know, it's really good to have the pretty pictures. And it's not that we don't want people to celebrate the good moments. Like, we want you to do that. But we can't just have that representation from all of our leaders. We have we have to be able to show in real time that the struggle is real, and not just to sell something, but that this is actually what we're going through. This is our story, our life. We're not perfect. And I always tell, I've been telling Kat this the whole time, we aren't looking for perfection. So if you want to show up at nationals and always feel like you say the right thing, do the right thing, and don't have any mistakes, and even if you do feel when you got there, you know, you found the right outfits, you walked with confidence, then you start judging yourself as soon as you get off the stage. Well, maybe I wasn't fill in the blank. We just don't want that.
Right.
We want women who don't want to be perfect. They just want to be a good version of themselves and be happy. And so I you know, even our program book, quote unquote, is an actual published national book that has 95 pages of content.
Yep.
So the goal setting, method that we use is called the Pageant Pioneer, and it talks about like what Kat was going into, not just setting a goal, but everything that goes into it beforehand, because denial is strong. And the more you live there, the less you will love your life and be appreciative of the people in it. And so just going through those motions of thinking through, okay, where am I analyzing my past behavior? Where do I want to go from here? Really visualizing what that future self looks like, and then taking ownership and devising a plan that will get you there. And then not feeling like if you're not at the end already, that it's not worth showing up. Your worth isn't based on where you place. And I keep telling people this, we use the competition as a showcase and a goal setting mentality, and it's okay to compete. You know, I love competition. I've been in competition my entire life with academics, with, you know, we're all competing for jobs, are we not?
Yeah,
what's
correct.
The difference?
Right. It's healthy competition.
It's healthy competition. And the point is, if it's deep, like a job, I want to do this because I love what I do. I want this job. I want to work with this company. If we think about it like that from a pageant perspective, then to me, those life skills the interview skills, all of the things that they're going to learn transcend into so many other aspects of their life, then it was worth doing. So that's why Prime was completely thought up, because we don't need another beauty pageant. We've got a lot of them and they're great. That's fine. If that's what you want to do with your life, go do it. I'm all for whatever you want. Go for it. But I wanted there to be something, if women needed something more, especially when they're in a transition in their life right now, that they come in and they are stronger and better, not perfect, but stronger and better mm-hmm. a year later than they were before. And Catherine is not the only one who has had tremendous change in their life over the last year. And I'm mm-hmm. grateful. I'm grateful that I have been put in a position where I felt confident enough to go out on a limb, completely break the mold with the industry, because this isn't the best, you know, thing that's been well received, I should say.
Well, people don't always like trying new things and different things, and they see it as a threat rather than a...
Right.
Exactly, Marga. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But I felt like I was on a mission for a different reason, to have different results, and we are crushing those results. So it doesn't matter if you've ever done a pageant before. If you want to work on yourself, there's a space for you. Come in, get out of your comfort zone, do some of the things. I mean, we're doing photo shoots, we're doing all the things. So it's like there's a moment for you to get all dolled up and sparkly. But as long as you are working on what your soul needs for you, then to me, it's like it's the shiny with the deep. And combining those, you never have to choose. I don't think you should have to choose. You can have both. It's just you got to do the work to get both.
And what I'm hearing from you,
doing that.
And what I'm hearing from you and your passion is you're looking for depth and you're looking for uniqueness. And I think mm-hmm. that is right there, the number one thing that women, you know, we got to get off this perfect pedestal rhetoric.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because if you keep striving for perfection, you're going to be disappointed your entire life.
Every time.
It's so true.
You're never going to reach it.
And Kristen, you were saying that. Honestly, Nationals is just more a celebration of being mm-hmm. able to celebrate presenting your best self in yeah. front of the entire nation, really.
No pressure.
Like, anyone can get up there and look beautiful and wear the perfect gown and all of that, but we've done so much work behind the scenes and posting things on social media and trying to share our journeys, but there's so much more depth and value in it than most people will realize when we walk out on that stage.
Well, that's why we're talking about this program today. And as we're wrapping up, ladies, we could continue to talk about this because I hear the emotion in your voice and I love this. So let's tell the ladies how they can get involved with this if they want to and where they can find more information.
Yes, absolutely. So applications for 2023 open on September 15th. You can go to primepageants.com for more information and to apply.
And Kristen, any parting thoughts about that and getting in touch with you as well?
Yeah, we're very approachable. And the women that have been involved in 2022 are some of the best women I have ever met in my life. So if you're looking for something that is not a full-time job, but a way to come in and just become, you know, better and have fun and just live your life, but have a support group while you're doing it and really make some changes in your life, this is a great place to start.
Fantastic. Give that website one more time, Catherine.
It's primepageants.com.
All right. If you want to get involved, this is one great organization that you can perhaps change your life with and change the lives of others. Prime Pageants, Kristen Ayers, the Queen Director and the creator of this program, and Catherine Berry, Miss New Hampshire Prime Division 2. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. You've been listening to Eye on New Hampshire.